Okay, we'll start off by asking you to create a sentence. How would you say, I hope to see you later? I hope to see you later. Espero verte más tarde. Espero verte más tarde. How about, I hope to have something today. I hope to have something today. Espero tener algo hoy. Espero tener algo hoy. If you want to say, I hope that you have something today, I hope that you have something today. The sentence might be surprising. You have to say, Espero que tengas algo hoy. Espero que tengas. So, not Espero que tienes, as you might expect, because tienes is you have, but Espero que tengas. And the reason why it's tengas and not tienes, tengas, is because to hope that is an automatic trigger for the subjunctive. And to know whether to use the subjunctive after to hope that, you don't need to look at the context, you don't need to work out the meaning, because hope that and a verb is always a subjunctive. It's an automatic, it's a trigger, always. And before we look at the different triggers, let's have a look at how the subjunctive is actually formed. So have a look at this grid and we'll add bits as we go along. So I've just put in there, I hope that, espero que, and I haven't bothered putting all the different people in there. I've just put in there as well, Esperamos que. We hope that as well. And we've got tengas. So I hope that you have, and we can have algo, something, hoy, and conmigo, things that we'll use later. So tengas, the present subjunctive for you have. Let's see what it will be for you come, present subjunctive. Espero que vengas. Espero que vengas. Espero que vengas. How would you say, I hope that you come today? I hope that you come today. Espero que vengas hoy. How about, we hope that you come today. Esperamos que vengas hoy. Now have a guess, what do you think the present subjunctive for you go out will be? You go out, the infinitive is salir. What would it be? Salgas, salgas. You can see a bit of a pattern emerging here. Tengas, vengas, salgas. How would you say, I hope that you go out with me? Espero que salgas conmigo. Espero que salgas conmigo. What do you think it would be for you do or make, present subjunctive? Hagas, hagas. How would you say, I hope you do something? Espero que hagas algo. How about, I hope that you do something important? Espero que hagas algo importante. Okay, let's move away from those and we'll try a different type of verb. And by doing this, you'll see that it's quite straightforward how the subjunctive is formed. So let's try using to come back is volver. The normal, I come back, vuelvo, or you come back, vuelves. So I wonder what it would be for we hope that you come back or you return today. We hope that you return today. So we know it can't be vuelves. It can't be vuelves because that wouldn't be the subjunctive. And hope that is always a trigger for the subjunctive. So what will it be instead of vuelves? Espero que vuelvas hoy. Or we hope, esperamos que vuelvas hoy. Esperamos que vuelvas hoy. We hope that you return today. Vuelvas. And if we were going to say, I hope that you work with me. Espero que trabajes conmigo. Espero que trabajes conmigo. I hope that you speak with me, or speak to me. Espero que hables conmigo. Espero que hables conmigo. So you should see a pattern emerging here. The first step is to get your verb and get the present I. So with tener, tengo, venir, vengo, salgo, hago, vuelvo, trabajo, hablo. Secondly, is you take what would be the opposite of normal present. So normally, tener would be ending in an ER, an E, ES ending. Trabajar would be an A, S ending. So you just do the opposite, you do the other one. So anything that ends in an AR will be ending in E something. Anything that ends in ER, IR will be ending in A something. So let's come up with a few more. How would you say, I hope that you sing today? And to sing is cantar. So the subjunctive you sing would be cantes, the opposite of what it would normally be. The other, cantes. So espero que cantes hoy, o esperamos que cantes hoy. How about, I hope that you eat with me or have lunch with me. Espero que comas conmigo. Espero que comas conmigo. So I mentioned before that esperar que, to hope that, I hope that, you hope that, etc., is a trigger, always a trigger for the subjunctive. And this is because it's expressing desire. Desire, your desire that something else happens. So there are other verbs where either your desire or you're trying to influence that something else happens. So we'll call this group of triggers verbs that express desire that something happens or that somebody does something, and also verbs that influence other people. So that might be advising them, it might be recommending. But it's best not to get too bogged down in the descriptions of how these things are, how the triggers are grouped together. You'll learn the subjunctive faster if you just practice the individual triggers as you're taught them. So we have recomiendo, I recommend, and we can have recomendamos, we recommend it, as your new trigger. It's influencing someone else, it's influencing that something happens. So how would you say, I recommend that you come with me? Recomiendo que vengas conmigo. Recomiendo que vengas conmigo. What about, we recommend that you return today, or that you come back today. We recommend that you come back today. Recomendamos que vuelvas hoy. Recomendamos que vuelvas hoy. How about, we recommend that you do something. We recommend that you do something. Recomendamos que hagas algo. Recomendamos que hagas algo. How about, I recommend that you go out with me. I recommend that you go out with me. Recomiendo que salgas conmigo. Recomiendo que salgas conmigo. Now let's turn our attention to the other endings of these subjunctives, and it won't take very long because they are very guessable. If we've got tengas is you have, I have is tenga, so it's going to be without the S. He or she has will be tenga without the S. We, tengamos. They, tengan. So, just as it would for the present AR endings, except we keep that initial formation that we got from the first person. So we started off with tengo as our root, and then we've added our endings. So we've got tenga, I, tengas, tengamos, tengan, he or she, tenga. So what would it be for, let's say, I come, subjunctive, venga, we come, subjunctive, vengamos. They come, vengan. He or she comes, venga. So as with some other verbs in Spanish, as with some other tenses in Spanish, the first person, I, has got the same ending as he or she. What would it be for, let's say, trabajar, to work, in the subjunctive, present subjunctive. So trabajes, we know, is for you. Trabaje, I. Trabaje, he or she, as well. Trabajemos, we work, subjunctive. Trabajen, they work. So let's put some of that to the test. How would you say, I recommend that they come today. I recommend that they come today. Recomiendo que vengan hoy. Recomiendo que vengan hoy. How about, we recommend that they have something. We recommend that they have something. Recomendamos que tengan algo. Recomendamos que tengan algo. How about, I hope they speak with me, or speak to me. I hope that they speak with me. Espero que hablen conmigo. Espero que hablen conmigo. We hope that she does something. Esperamos que haga algo. Esperamos que haga algo. I hope that they come back today. I hope that they come back today. Espero que vuelvan hoy. Espero que vuelvan hoy. And just a note that we say volvamos and not vuelvamos. You can tell straight away that vuelvamos doesn't sound right. Volvamos. So the ending, the amos, is still there, but it's volvamos because the stem doesn't change with we. Don't you try and remember that now. You'll get plenty of chances to practice as we go along.
If you don't already have the main Pro Spanish course, it's available on the Pro Spanish site. That's prospanish.co.uk. And you'll find many other resources there too to get you speaking Spanish as quickly as possible.